Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. His word is beautiful, and it, man, when you start reading it, I just can't believe how much, now that I'm getting back into it, how much it just causes effect. It's a wonderful thing. And I'm still on that love. I'm still working on that love. And today I read a couple verses that, you know, just sticks with me. And it goes to that, it's talking about the corrupt communication. And I think about how when I walk into a room and I start judging people or start sizing people up, in my mind is corrupt communication. In my mind is putrid communication or bad things. And it talks about this in a word a little bit. So I'm going to go over a couple verses there. But I wanted to start with this. If you jump over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "Let no corrupt communication or bad or putrid communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." There's not supposed to be bad communication coming out of your mouth. And I think about this, it might not be coming out of my mouth, but it's definitely being spewed out in my mind. But I want to, so with that in mind, don't let corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. There's a couple other verses in here that I think is super interesting. So if you go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, "Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit." The things which come out of your mouth, you're known by. That's what makes you you. That's how people know you. So if you're spewing out putrid things, there's something going on the inside. You're known by the fruit of your mouth. And I'm realizing that, like, the stuff that's coming out is a reflection of that which is within. If you go to chapter 7 of Matthew, verse 17, it says, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." If you're known by the fruit of your mouth, or if you're known by the fruit and the stuff that's coming out of your mind is not good, that's within. You can change that immediately. You have the Holy Spirit. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. And it's really interesting because it's not about praying about it. You are changed right now. The Holy Ghost is right now. It's not about praying and saying, "God, please change this." That's not what it is. You are to change it. You start immediately. You can change your mind and your thoughts. That's a gift that God gives you when you have the new spiritual nature in you. Interesting. Super interesting. Things I'm working on. But I wanted to read today in chapter 3 of Proverbs. Let's go back to chapter 3 of Proverbs. Verse 3, it says, "Let not mercy," and that's loving kindness, "and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Now again, this loving mercy, this act, this grace. There was a time where I did not understand grace. I just did not understand the word. And I'm a little bit analytical when it comes to these things. Like, it doesn't just come naturally to me to understand things. Grace, the God of Jacob, I'm going back into this, what I heard the other day. The God of Jacob. Jacob was not, he was a cunning man. He lied. There was no reason by his actions to be chosen by God, but God chose him. "Blessed be the man whose God is God, the God of Jacob." Your God is the God of Jacob. Your God is the God of the Jews. He is not about your acts. It's about choosing you. He chose you. He loves you. Therefore, bind that mercy of grace that he chose you, that he chose Jacob. They don't have, the people around you do not have to act a certain way to get that love, to get that grace. It's not about their actions. It's about you choosing to love them. "Let that be bound upon thy neck." Verse 4, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God, most importantly, and man. If you bind that love around your heart, you will find good favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. If you want to be a humble servant of God, if you think about these things and care about the way God sees you, if you want all those things, if you want to find that good favor in God's eyes, you got to wrap love around your mind and heart. Bind them around your neck. Now, with that being said, you are righteous. Never forget your position. You're righteous. Jesus Christ died for you. You're not changed. There's nothing you can do to change that position with God. You're righteous. But he asks and he tells us to love one another. Start to put on that love. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Now the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Heart now hear the singers cry.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I haven't looked at the news yet, Father, but I just pray that the whole, everything that's going down in Florida, that you just take care of it and whatever happens, and that you just bless all that situation and those people, and God willing that they were missed. And Father, I thank you again for your believers and how that you're here for us and what you give to us. I thank you for your word. I thank you for everything that's going on, how you just... I just thank you for your loving disposition. I thank you that it's not about our acts. I thank you that we're not living by law. And I just thank you the way you set everything up in the name of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in your son, in your son, in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.